This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
We got some stuff to do before the weekend officially hits. It is a busy time. Stuff to do, I know. There's Dr. Leanne Keneally, who was featured in The Truth About Cancer. She's going to be joining us next hour. Talk about her new book. We got Jeffrey Jackson. Y'all have been saying, how come you're not talking seriously about the stuff going on in Boston where they're calling for hanging of people questioning vaccines and basically giving information to the Somali community in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So you know that's big. You've been waiting for it. We've got Jeffrey scheduled today. And, of course, the most fun we have going into the weekend is Freshman Friday with Captain Morgan. Captain, how are you?
I am good. I don't know if I can be the most fun. That's a lot to live up to.
Well, I like to set it up because you're in Chicago, and we're trying to get your blood going because it's cold up there still. They don't understand what spring and summer is all about just yet. And, you know, you've been doing some really cool things there. I think for our good friend's wife, who is also our good friend, Dr. Laura Thompson, who's with John Rappaport, and she's got you on assignment in a sense while you're in Chicago, which is kind of cool. And it goes to something I'm spending a lot of time doing myself, gardening. Gardening, and in the backyard or in the alleyway in urban settings, where's the gardening you're covering?
Well, this was actually gardening on the south side of Great Windy City, or the city of Big Shoulders, as Rob insisted on calling it. I don't think anybody calls it the city of Big Shoulders.
You've never heard that, Super D?
No.
Dude, come on.
That's what they call Chicago, the city of big shoulders.
That's right. I don't know if it was because they all wore padded zoot suits or something. I'm not sure.
Oh, the city of big shoulder pads.
That could have been.
Do not blame us for shoulder pads. Chicago does not take responsibility officially for shoulder pads.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it has to do with the wind, you know, catching the wind easy if you have bigger shoulders and you can just get pushed around a bit. But, Captain, you haven't been pushed around a bit up there. You've been doing some things on the garden, in the garden, and watching urban farmers do their thing. What is going on? Is this a big battle going on up there, or is this a natural organic evolution of reclaiming the south side of Chicago from bad Leroy Brown?
No, there's no battles going on. This is a very peaceful and loving movement, and this particular farm that I went to, it's called Legends Farm, and it is part of the Chicago Botanic Gardens, which is actually based, I think, in Glencoe. And they have started an urban farming program several years ago. I think the whole program has been in existence for about 12 years, they said. And they have a few different locations, but they started this location on the south side near Hyde Park. And it's really cool because it's not just growing stuff in the garden to kind of give people food. They have a program, an incubator of sorts for entrepreneurs. So every year, hundreds of people apply, and they only have so many spots. And then they take them through courses so that they become certified in different forms of agriculture. And then there's even a further program where they can really specialize in getting into restaurant management or, you know, food and beverage and all the different things that you can do with the stuff that you're actually growing. So, beyond gardening, it's actually creating jobs and farmers and building up the farmer-related job pool, I guess you could say.
Captain, I got to ask you, though, about the farming techniques that they're working. Are they energy-intensive, tractors flying everywhere, glyphosate being sprayed by Monsanto, or is this more ecologically sound practices of, you know, I guess more vitalistic, than people that really get it and want to go more organic, use fewer synthetic chemicals?
Absolutely the latter.
Mm-hmm.
They believe very strongly in creating a organic and people working with the dirt and with Mother Nature type of culture. They talked a lot about how as new farmers kind of come into the program that they're helping each other figure out how the different seasons work and what to do with different types of weather or plant diseases. And so everything is done on a very, like, ground level. There's nothing synthetic involved. We did have a really interesting conversation about a couple different things. One was about the difference between being organic certified by the FDA and
or USDA. USDA in this case. Yeah, I get it. This is
USDA,
this is an issue. I've talked about it when I use the word organic. It's sort of a little asterisk by it because there are many farmers on a local small basis that are not certified organic, but they're utilizing organic standards or even going beyond them. And so don't be put off if they're not certified, because sometimes it's just expensive and unwieldy. And in fact, sometimes the standards are lower than what some of the farmers are utilizing.
Right. And it's interesting because we talked a lot in my interview and the full video of my experience there and the talks that I had with people is going to go up on Dr. Laura's website that will be launched in a couple of weeks here that she and I are working on together. So
very cool.
You'll have to get all the details there, but we talked about barriers to entry. So if somebody wants to get into farming and agriculture as a career, as a lifestyle, if they care about bringing great food to people's tables, there's a lot of barriers to entry. One of them is paying for certification. If you want your food to be sold in restaurants or if you want it to be advertised as organic, the certifications from the government are very expensive. And sometimes because of kind of the very specific stipulations,
mm-hmm.
it's almost impossible to meet their version of the standards based on a
right.
specific area that the garden might be in, if that makes sense.
It does. I mean, here's an example. I have a prolific little plant that's putting out beautiful jalapenos, and they are, for all intents and purposes, organic. I mean, I don't use any glyphosate, artificial fertilizers. Okay. I mean, we're doing our own composting, right? Or our organic scraps are going back into the soil, things like that. So would they meet in terms of quality? Absolutely. Would they meet the standards of organic agriculture based on certification? No. So a restaurant that wanted them probably could do them, but they'd have to call it sort of like local. Maybe they can use the term pesticide-free, but you have to find the word like natural that has no legislated definition. Right. So it's not regulated. So but I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, if you can really trust your local farmer or trust your local restaurant that sources local to find things that are non-GMO and of organic quality, if that makes sense, maybe those barriers could be lower with more communication to the public directly from the farmer through the restaurant or the provider.
Absolutely. And one of the kind of main takeaways after spending an entire morning with these great folks is that The bottom line is there are not enough farmers markets, and people are not voting for them with their dollars often enough. So even though it's very easy to go to a grocery store and find the USDA approved organic stickers or the non-GMO stickers, it may be, I don't know if it's more work or if it's just a different type of habit to find the farmer's market closest to you and just talk to the people selling there. That's what Ed and I used to do on Saturdays. We would, you know, go from stall to stall and just ask them, like, hey, how do you guys grow your stuff? And some people were like, yeah, we do some spraying, but you can, you know, wash it off. There's not, we don't put anything into the soil or whatever. And then some people will be like, oh, no, it's all pesticide free. And so you can just talk to them and they'll be honest with you. And, you know, you can build up a relationship and trust that way.
You got it. Human to human relationships. You can look someone in the eye. And also talk to the other folks that have been buying from them or at these markets for years. We used to do this in Atlanta many years ago when I was there. We had, what's it, the Morningside Farmers Market there on the east side. It was great. And we got to meet the farmers, the people who were actually growing and bringing their stuff in. And there was a lot of certified organic, but there were some that wasn't. And you'd talk, and even the farmers knew one another, and they'd give you the straight scoop on it, too, because it was a community that had developed. And I think that's still... it's somewhat become a foreign concept over generations as we kind of got divorced from reality, divorced from the farm itself, to where food magically appears in these big box grocery stores. And to go back to do this, Morgan, which I think is so vitally important, it means getting out of our comfort zones, because instead of shopping and just picking stuff up anonymously, you're actually interacting with real humans that grew the food. You have to talk to them. And people aren't used to that. I mean, I love it. I think it's great. I know you love it. Super Don is afraid of it, I know. But other than that, we're all good.
What am I afraid of?
Talking to people.
Oh.
Farmers.
Not so much. Not so much. No, not so much.
But, I mean, that's the difference between going to a farmer's market and going to a big box retailer. You know, you're anonymous. You get to talk to the vegetables and fruits if you want to, but you really don't have to, and you can just pick it and go. And this is a different thing. It's reestablishing community. There are cultural interfaces with people from all different walks of life backgrounds, and you learn a lot about why they got into farming. I mean, this to me is a fascinating evolution of going back to the way things used to be in a positive way, right? It doesn't mean all of the things that happened before that were perfect, but it means we can take what we've learned and go back to the soil, go back to the farm, become our gardener, become our farmer. And with that, we'll carry on this discussion, Captain Morgan, next hour. We'll do a freshman party Friday part two. But we got Jeffrey Jackson waiting in the wings. We're going to talk about the hanging tree that they want at the Boston Herald for those who are instructing or communicating to different communities about the danger realities of vaccination. So stick with us. We've got a lot more healing to go. Cap Morgan, put up the notes. They're there at robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Big news this week, the editorial pages of the Boston Herald claiming that, well, in order to curtail this stuff that people are saying to other people, maybe we should bring hanging back. We should target people for hanging. But what exactly is the stuff that's being communicated to the people that shouldn't know the stuff that's being... I mean, this is crazy stuff, really. What is it? Well, it turns out of Minneapolis, with the Somali community, high incidence of autism. They're getting wind of this. There's a group of people there that are trying to communicate with the Somali community, health freedom people, that the fact that they can opt out of vaccines for their children if they're at all concerned. And now, supposedly, a big measles outbreak may be related, maybe not. But the editorial page is Boston Herald says, you know, maybe we should bring back hanging for those people who are willing to communicate this to that community. Not making it up. Who's on the job? Who's covering it better than anybody? Jeffrey Jackson. He's with us now. Jeffrey, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Robert. Great to be on.
Wow, the timing of this kind of outrageous editorial from the Boston Herald couldn't be better, as more and more people scratching their heads on, is there really a fanaticism associated with vaccines, the pro-vaccine religion or cult we've been talking about for many years?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of parents and, you know, you and I, a lot of other people on the front lines here, we know and we've seen them and how they act. That's the pharmaceutical company and these media outlets that are using ad revenue from the pharmaceutical companies. But our hard thing was always to convince the public. It was always to convince the public, yeah, they're really that bad. They're really that authoritarian. They really don't care about your rights. And the Boston Herald just made our job a little easier, because now normal people are going, wait a minute, hanging? What are you talking about? From a mainstream news outlet in Boston? Sure enough, That's what they're calling for. The actual, so to, let's just go right into the quote that was written, and then we can go into the context. Now, the quote was, these are the facts. Vaccines don't cause autism. Measles can kill. And lying to vulnerable people about the health and safety of their children ought to be a hanging offense. Now, why would someone write that? Well, turns out, the Minnesota Health Department was trying to push a round of MMR vaccines on the Somali community there in Minnesota. And some people, actually some Somali parents as well, and some, I'll call them vaccine choice advocates, basically people are trying to tell the true history and the true information about vaccines besides the pharmaceutical propaganda.
The official story.
Went there. The official story, got it. They went to the Somali community and they held an open public debate for anybody in the community to come to get real information that the health department and the CDC won't tell them. And that's what this woman is calling a hanging offense. And, you know, what's interesting is she, when she paints, her name is Rochelle Cohen, by the way, from the Boston Herald, if anybody wants to contact her. It's interesting. She paints such a broad brush. She says anybody talking about health and safety, about vaccines, should be a hanging offense. Well, that's the Somali mothers who are saying, look, my child has developmental problems in the hip directly after the vaccine. So this is, I mean, this is a really interesting precedent. We've seen the rhetoric, I've seen the rhetoric, getting stronger and stronger against parents that decide that they want to wait on vaccines, maybe space them out, or maybe not vaccinate at all. And the mainstream media has been ramping this rhetoric up, but this is the first time I've seen them really go all in. So it's really interesting where we're at right now.
Yeah, we talk about depraved behavior. I mean, this is an absolute deprivation of rights that they're trying to ensue, not only taking away rights, but the right to live. If they're arguing that this is a hangable offense, of course, freedom of speech in America, you know, is a foundational principle. And for the most part, we've seen the political left, like in California, have embraced the pharmaceutical industrial complex as if it were a religion, and that vaccines are a sacrament in that, as John Rappaport phrased it, the church of biological, or I say pharmaceutical mysticism. And so we see there's a religious fanaticism about this, because who in the scientific world, I mean, if you're a scientist, do you say, you know, people that disagree with me should be hanged? I mean, it's just like there's no rational mind that's working at this point. These are people that are unhinged.
Well, when truth fails, you get true authoritarianism that comes out, and that's what we're seeing right now. So we're at an interesting point in history. This is persecution by any other definition, and I would urge people to put on their Martin Luther King hat and start thinking about creative civil disobedience.
We're going to talk about that and more when we come back from this break. Jeffrey Jackson is our guest. You can find him at jeffreyjackson.com. In fact, we have him linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. What is a hanging offense? We might have to define that as well. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Our intrepid reporter in the field out there, Jeffrey Jackson, back at it. And you can check out his article as well as others that are popping up and great memes over the Boston Herald, at least their editorial staff, maybe one person responsible. We'll see. A lot of people are responding, calling them, emailing them, and expressing outrage and maybe suggesting some places where they can put, I won't go there. But regardless, I'm actually grateful for their coming out of the shadows and admitting what they are. Not only authoritarians, but violent authoritarians, willing to take the lives of other people basically because they have a different, maybe belief system, but maybe interpret the facts differently or maybe look at facts that the others are not. Willingness to look at the entire picture, again, part of the basis for intellectual curiosity, non-dissonance, cognitive non-dissonance, if you will, and, of course, the ability to think independently, clearly, and with rationality. Again, something lacking, apparently, at the editorial board on the Boston newspaper there, the Boston Herald.
Yeah, let's. You mentioned the word facts. Let's talk about some facts really quick. So for people reading that Boston Herald article and thinking, well, I mean, that seems somewhat reasonable if there's anybody out there thinking that. These people are a dangerous society because that's where we're going with these articles, as far as the mainstream is concerned, are going to ramp this up. And that's the talking point that they've all agreed on, is people that don't vaccinate are a danger to society, and they are somehow – the media is painting them as somehow subhuman. So what happens to those groups historically? They get persecuted, and this is what we're seeing. So the Somali community in America has the highest incidence of autism, 1 in 32. Now, I've talked to some other people off record, and they say it's way higher than 1 in 32, but let's just say 1 in 32 because that's documented. Now, why is it like that? Well, the Mayo Clinic came out and said Somali Americans or Somali children have twice the immune response to the MMR vaccine. The second is African-American boys. Well, that's interesting because a CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, in his destroyed documents from the CDC that he actually saved before they destroyed them, they found that African-American boys had 340% increase in rates of autism. So what we're seeing here is parents that came out in Minnesota and said, hey, look, I talked to some of the speakers that were there, and they said there's one woman there with four kids that were on the spectrum, four kids. Now you're going to tell her to vaccinate again? Are you kidding me? And vaccinate these kids? No way. Now the immune response, if anybody wants to do some research, Dr. Russell Blaylock has an amazing video on the immune response in the brain. When there's that type of immune response, and I put on my science hat for a second, It sets off what's called a cytokine storm. This is encephalopathy. This is brain swelling. This is your child screams for a week after it gets the vaccine because their arm hurts. No, it's because they have a high fever, their brain swelling, they're in pain. And this is what parents are. So going back to the article really quick, I sat there and I thought, why would someone do this? Why would someone call for this? Why are they so scared of this? It was just they could have kept their mouth shut. The Boston Herald or any other media outlet, and this sort of came and went like a speed bump.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is my guess. I think what happened was you had parents coming out in Minnesota, a handful of parents coming out and speaking to the rest of the community and saying, hey, look, it was very similar to what happened in Compton with the vax premiere with Sheila Ely. She came out and said, hey, look, this is what's going on. I can back this information up. I can back the information up of these researchers because here's what happened to my boy, and this is the real thing. So we had a dialogue and a debate, and I think that's what they're deathly afraid of, is the dialogue and the debate between us, the community, without an official, someone in the middle to moderate it.
Really? Okay. I mean, again, you look at and speculate the timing of an outburst like that calling for hanging, you thinking somebody became unhinged. I can't believe that this was a concerted effort, although you do make a good point when they agree that the way to frame the debate is to claim that parents or anybody who is, you know, trying to give information that is alternative to the CDC official story on vaccines is dangerous to society. Because, again, then you can ostracize and you can gather and foment anger through fear of these people. At that point, of course, it gets a little frightening, maybe a lot frightening, because of the things that humans will do to other humans once they're declared to be subhuman. And that's been throughout history. That's nothing new. The question is, do we run in fear because of it, or do we embrace the hatred, the abject hatred and terror coming from the Boston Herald? And I say embrace it. And use a little bit of, if you want to call it Kung Fu or Aikido, where they're coming at you with this, take it, turn it around, and go back at them and show the absurdity. Show who really is dangerous, those that are trying to dehumanize people with different perspectives, people who have very real injuries or children who have very real injuries due to these vaccines. And, you know, all you have to do is begin to look at the adverse event reporting system or the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program to see that it's closing in maybe $4 billion, maybe more than that, since 1986-88 when it really went into effect, the payments made out to children who are injured or killed, their families, due to vaccine injury. So this is something I'm welcoming. I say bring it on. Let's hear some more of it. Come out from the shadows and the behind the woodworks and tell us how much you hate us. Tell us how much you want to see us hang, and it will show your true colors. And then the people who are on the fence will say, my God, these people are unhinged. They're outrageous. Those who are questioning vaccines are the ones who have sane rationality on their side.
Yeah, and anybody that wants to understand that vaccine court that you mentioned that pays almost $4 billion in damages, there's a book by an author named Wayne Rohde, and it's called The Vaccine Court. I'm halfway through it, and I'm appalled. That number, $4 billion, is from a broken vaccine court that probably reports only about 10% of the adverse reactions that have happened since its inception. That's a side note. So I'm working on another article today. From the Washington Post, they decided to pipe up and open their mouth. The title of the Washington Post article is, When It Comes to Vaccines, Rich Parents Get Away with Child Neglect. Now, here we go. We see, again, divide and conquer. When truth fails, that's the age-old strategy for authoritarianism, for tyrants, as they divide and conquer populations. So what is actually happening, it's having the exact opposite effect. It's having people come together. And what I'm seeing is actually a lot of funny memes come out from the seriousness where people are actually making fun of it. There was one meme this morning that made me laugh out loud. It had a picture of the Boston Herald author, Rochelle Cohen, and underneath it, it said the Boston Strangler.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, they've opened themselves up to this. They've got no one to blame but themselves for doing this, and we thank them for coming out of the closet and showing us their true colors, as I said. You mentioned the Washington Post article about vaccines, the rich and parents that are getting away with neglect. This was an issue a couple of years back that I got international attention, not on purpose, because when Jon Stewart was host of The Daily Show, he went after the rich Marin parents. Very often they were Jewish, and of course, Jon Stewart, Jewish, and my background heritage in Judaism. And I called him out. I said, you know, because he was saying the same thing, that these people are getting away with murder almost by coasting on the immunity of the people who are getting vaccines, and their little children, they don't want to get vaccines because they're rich, right? And I said, you are utilizing Nazi-like tactics to ostracize, to, you know, turn, just as you said, these humans into subhumans for doing something horrible and evil to others. Therefore, they should be considered as criminals. And some of the world Jewish press caught on to that. That it's a Jewish radio host calls Jon Stewart a Nazi, which I did not do, by the way. But that's all they heard, because when you use the term Nazi, people kind of turn off their higher levels of cognition. And I understand why. It's an emotional response. But I didn't call him a Nazi. I said Nazi-like tactics. And there is a distinction, and I need to make that now. But I need to say it as well, because this is not the first time we've heard this type of technique that Washington Post is throwing out at so-called rich white people. In fact, the people who are most educated are the most likely to question the vaccine schedule.
Yeah, and I mean, you can look at any authoritarian society, not going into a history lesson here, but Nazis, Stalin, mm-hmm. go to Mao, you can even go to modern day North Korea, the divide and conquer, us versus them. Well, there are repercussions for writing like this, as far as the Boston Herald is concerned. There's a section, Massachusetts Commonwealth Section 11H, I did a call to action article. It violates, basically because the MMR campaign was not mandatory and the health department was suggesting it happens, because the Boston Herald came out and made these threats. It interferes in using threats of violence and interferes with someone's freedom. So that is actual violation, and anybody that is a Massachusetts resident can contact their attorney general and file a complaint. And what I would like to see is that whole editorial board be filed named in that complaint, and we'll just sink that whole media outlet.
Look, it may be happening as we speak here, and you know, this is not the first time we're going to cover this. You're going to be writing more on about it. We'll, you know, we're on the air 6 days a week. We'll be covering it every day in terms of what is the response. How does this grow into the Washington Post, maybe CNN, and the rest of the pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media tries to pile on and basically call those of us who have a different perspective on vaccines, who really are, for the most part, only saying, you know what, don't violate my rights, we don't want it, leave us alone. And I know there are some amongst us that would be arguing that we should have a moratorium on vaccines until they could provide evidence of safety, much less efficacy. And that there's an argument, a strong argument to be made there. But even if it's just the simply leave us alone, that's not enough for them, because as more people leave the pharmaceutical matrix, others will follow. And that's what they're concerned about. And that's why they've had to mandate participation in feign mandates for vaccines, like with the Somali community, who are vulnerable to come from a, you know, a different authoritarian type of outlaw government in Somalia to America, where they don't know and they're told it's mandatory, so they don't even think that they can ask the question. So some other Americans are now coming in saying, you know what, you guys have options you didn't know you had.
Yes, and I urge everyone to watch the video of the event. And these are passionate parents that are warning their fellow country people and their fellow neighbors about the injuries that they had, the warnings that the health community is not giving them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jeffrey, you know, I appreciate you, my friend, all the work you're doing, and we're going to keep following up on the articles that you got, see if we can publish some here as well, and get you back on the show as soon as possible, because we'd love to find out if there's a response from the Boston Herald or even WAPO, if they respond to any outrageous response to their outrageous editorializing. So thank you so much, my friend. We'll continue following this with you.
All right, you're welcome. Talk to you soon.
All right, we'll keep rocking the health world here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to lighten it up with Super Don after the break. Strange and funny headlines coming up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process
peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Jeffrey Jackson, always bringing it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Super D, man, I'm telling you, this thing is ripe for a lot of blowback. The Boston Herald and others saying, hey, man, hang those people. Hang those parents that are daring to communicate their experience about vaccine that doesn't fall into the official story by CDC.
Yeah, well, if I remember correctly, and I should have looked at this, but I was actually reading this article last night, and it was saying that it's like doing harm to vulnerable children by not vaccinating them should be a hanging offense. And I was sitting there, I was thinking, you know, if that were true, if doing harm to vulnerable people should be a hanging offense. How many pharmaceutical companies should have been hanging a long time ago, right?
Ooh, that's you're not supposed to ask that.
Well, I mean, think about it. We brought up not that long. Well, it's been a while, but remember when we first started talking about the whole term of therapy naive?
Yes, of course.
Translate that to vulnerable population. It means the same thing.
Right. And what about, let's say, African-American parents that are there in Minnesota trying to communicate to the Somali families?
Hanging offense to, especially in light of what William Thompson brought up, right?
Mm-hmm. Three times the rate in African-American boys. I mean, you talk about hanging and lynching now. It's getting very ugly very fast, if it weren't already. You know what?
We'll slow up on this for sure.
We will. I think we need to switch gears here because it's getting almost a little too intense. Let's do Tonight Show with Jay Leno used to do something called Headlines. They do funny headlines.
That's right.
And you scour the world, my friend, for serious headlines. Occasionally, you run across some really strange ones.
I do. Yeah, I spend a few hours a day just going through the news to find out what's fit to print. And, so I came across a couple actually this morning, and I thought these are kind of interesting. Here's the first headline.
Mm-hmm.
Now, try not to cringe with this one.
Okay.
All right. Headline.
Yes.
Doctors have built a magnetic robot to gently explore your colon.
Wait. Oh, huh? Sign me up for three of those. What? A robot to gently explore your colon. I mean, it's bad enough where a human being puts a thing up there to explore your colon. Now you want a robot to do it?
What a right. Yeah, I could just bend over. Bend over, Will Robinson.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, Uber and their driverless cars. It's only a matter of time. Could you call an Uber? Do you want one for your colon? No, thank you.
Now, obviously, this is not a full-size stand-up robot that's going to be exploring your colon, but I believe it's about 18 millimeters in diameter they would get out there to explore your colon. Whatever. If you need to explore your colon, I guess I'd rather have something like that than the grinning doctor with the plastic glove, right?
I don't know. Maybe they're safer. I mean, they argue that the robot drone cars are safer, although they wreck occasionally. So the debate is out, but it is really there is risk associated with colonoscopies. I will just say this, folks. So hold on to your you-know-what. I'm not sure which way to go with that. Do you have any other silly headlines we should know about?
Here's another one that gave me a double take this morning. All right, so this is out of UPI. Here's a headline.
Mm-hmm.
Seahorse dropped by seagull. Mistaken for a Cheeto.
What? When does a seahorse become a cheesy snack? Come on.
Well, the seahorses are kind of small.
Okay.
So I can see that. But apparently what happened was there was a little girl that was... Oh, shoot. She was walking around. A seagull dropped the seahorse. She thought it was a Cheeto.
Yeah.
But on further, closer examination, they discovered it was a little seahorse. Good news is that seahorse is being nursed back to health and is okay.
Oh, so she didn't eat it. I was afraid she was going to eat it.
Yeah,
she bit into it.
Horse.
It wasn't a Cheeto. Mom, why is this Cheeto moving?
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's kind of interesting. So,
you ever seen a seahorse before? Like live, like in person?
Yeah, no, I've actually seen them in the ocean, real life, much less in an aquarium, whether it be in a big one or a little one at somebody's home. They're really cool little creatures. I guess it was colored like a Cheeto. So they what was a kid to do that eats processed food? They don't know.
They are about the same size, and probably most kids are not familiar with seahorses. Yeah. Have you ever seen? Now here's one.
Yeah.
Maybe this goes back to our childhood. You remember the sea monkeys?
Yes.
Do you remember where you used to see the sea monkey? It was always in the comic books, right?
Yes. Right.
There was always the ad for the sea monkey. I think they're just brine shrimp, aren't they?
Yeah, little tiny things. Listen. We're out of time, so if you want to have a sea monkey while we're on break, fine, go for it. But don't eat the seahorse. It's not a Cheeto. And be careful of robots circling Uranus.
Get to exploring your colon.
All right, folks. We got a whole other hour broadcast healing. Freshman Friday, Part 2, Dr. Lee Aaron Keneally as well. Cancer Revolution after the break. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. Just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.